Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with a prophetic perspective into 2021. We'll look into 2021 with a prophetic perspective on Russia and China. That's the headline. Ken Timmerman comes to give us the details.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
What about Vladimir Putin and Russia in 2021?
To me, that is the biggest question mark, because you had all this anti-Russian propaganda, which for the most part was baseless during these past 4 years. Russia was painted as the evil empire of the old Soviet days. And in fact, Russia is a tired power. Their population is declining. Their economy is declining. They have a far, far smaller economy than communist China. So Russia, I believe, is a spent power and not a terrific threat to the United States as long as we do not engage in aggressive nuclear saber rattling.
And then we want to look at China, who has a desire to be number one economically and militarily in the world in a couple of years. What about this year, 2021?
The Chinese are on the march. They have successfully maneuvered with COVID. Remember, at the very beginning of the outbreak, they closed their own borders internally, but they allowed travelers from Wuhan to go to Los Angeles and to New York and other places in Europe where they spread the disease. So China managed to spread the virus overseas while containing it at home. They are now in a position to reap the benefits of that economically and diplomatically. They have their own COVID vaccine that they're going to require Chinese citizens to take. They may have stolen secrets of the vaccine, because we know that they have a very sophisticated and broad-based effort to steal biotechnical secrets from these big companies, Moderna and the others, who have been developing vaccines. China is on the march. They are going to see no opposition from the United States, and I believe we will see them increasingly active against Taiwan and in the South China Sea at the very early stages of 2021.
Ken Timmerman with a look at Russia and China in the new year, 2021. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. Ken's look at Russia and China and what these two nations may have on their agenda in 2021 sounds like a page out of Bible prophecy. Russia, according to Ezekiel 38, will be a major player on the world scene in the last days at the beginning of the seven-year tribulation period. According to Revelation chapter 16 and verse 12, it mentions the kings of the East, including China, as key to the prophetic scenario at the end of the tribulation period. Russia and China, major actors in God's end-time drama. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...